As I walk down Main Street in downtown Carmel, business carries on as usual. However, there's a storm brewing behind all commerce in Indiana. Recently, Governor Pence signed the controversial Religious Freedom Restoration Act, also known as RFRA. This bill doesn't allow discrimination, however, it allows discretion for businesses to not serve people that would contradict with their religious values. Carmel City Councilman Eric Seidensticker comments on the bill.
The RFRA bill is very simple, and it's rather short. What it means is that the government can't ask you to do something and burden you if it is in conflict with your religious beliefs, as long as there's an alternative to accomplishing the same without infringing on or fracturing your beliefs. It has nothing to do with the right of a business owner to turn down business for any reason whatsoever. That's a completely separate issue.
A multitude of businesses in Indiana have made statements on how they feel towards the bill. For example, Salesforce, which is one of the largest tech employers in Indiana, CEO Scott McCorkle wrote in a letter to Mike Pence in opposition to RFRA. He ended it by stating, "Without an open business environment that welcomes all residents and visitors, Salesforce will be unable to continue building on its tradition of marketing innovation in Indianapolis." Seidensticker explains why he thinks that the city of Carmel won't have a tough time dealing with RFRA.
I think that most business owners recognize diversity. They recognize that there are people from all different cultures, all different beliefs. And so, you know, a general business person says, you know what, I'm happy to have the business.
However, some small businesses located on West Main Street are recognizing RFRA and have made statements. This includes Mudbug's Cajun Cafe, which proudly boasts a sticker on their door that they serve everyone. I talked to small business owner Jason Peek, who owns the Main Street Barbershop and also writes editorials for the Current and Carmel newspaper. Jason reflects on how he feels towards RFRA as a business owner.
In my opinion, as a business owner, I think it's kind of silly to tell people that you won't bake them a cake or something because they have a gay wedding. We cater to everybody. I have all walks of life that come in there. I have a gay clientele, blacks, Asians, Hispanics. I mean, we cater to everybody.
It's not only people who have strong political views that have feelings towards RFRA. For example, Carmel High School student Bobby Greaser, who's a member of the Carmel Mayor's Youth Council, explains how he views the bill.
I think the biggest issue with the RFRA is that in a nation that's increasingly becoming more liberalized, especially on social issues, it's making our state look hateful. It's making our state look just really like non-progressive, and I think that's the biggest thing. You see a lot of stuff on Twitter and just all over the internet making fun of Indiana. I know President Obama even made a remark the other day saying, like, I'm so close with Joe Biden that we'd be denied entrance to some pizza places in Indiana. So I think that's just the biggest thing, is if Indiana wants to be seen as a progressive state, this is really hindering our ability to do so.
Another member of the Carmel Mayor's Youth Council, Jackson Holfordy, expresses his opinion on RFRA.
I think the ideology behind RFRA is good, and I think the government had good intentions when putting it out. I just don't think the actual way they enacted it and the fact that they didn't have wording on it that made it anti-discriminatory really made it unfortunate, especially for some of the people.
Although RFRA doesn't allow discrimination, much of its wording is unclear and seems like a step backwards in Indiana's path to equality for all people. Only time will tell what other effects this bill will have on the crossroads of America. For WHJE Radio, this has been Matthew Gish.